Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello.
And welcome
to the Match Diaries.
To a new episode. And this intro is very chaotic, which is okay.
It's okay. It's Wednesday morning.
Exactly.
We're catching up. Yeah. We have nothing planned for this episode, which is very exciting.
No. So if you're new to this podcast, we're your co-hosts, Cara and Leo.
Yes, probably should have introduced ourselves. I'm Cara. Hi. Nice to meet you guys.
And this is a cozy life catch up. Let's fucking do it. Do you want to give some context? Like, where? What are you doing right now?
Yes.
What's your day looking like?
I feel like every time we record on a Wednesday, it's the same, morning vibe. I'm in my robe. I'm sitting in the living room. Actually, I switched it up today. I made myself.
I noticed.
I'm sat on the floor, just so the microphone can reach me, because then it would have been awkward. Mm-hmm. It's literally before work hours, so after this I have to go to work, which is fun. And yeah, I'm drinking an oat latte, which I've made. And why am I talking in a British accent? I don't know. And yeah, just feeling cozy. We've been catching up a little bit, but we thought we'd just save it for the episode.
Yeah.
Leo's just also
get straight into it.
In cozy clothes.
Yeah,
you're sitting in your. You've switched it up as well. You're sitting in your kitchen.
Yeah, I have been liking this spot. I have like a kitchen counter, and there's something about like sitting at a kitchen counter if you have it, which I never had before this flat, and I'm also gonna have in my new place. So, because I don't know if I told the podcast that I'm.
You haven't,
moving.
But that's a
I
good
told
segue.
Instagram, but
yeah,
yeah. So that's kind of going on in my life. Okay, wait. I'll. Give some further context.
And that's it. Thanks for catching up with us.
But yeah, I really am obsessed with like matching sweat sets. Is that what you call them?
Sweat sets.
So I ordered this set off like Zara. Can highly recommend. It's just like matching like black sweatshirt and joggers. And it just helps me feel like more put together, like straight away, first thing in the morning, you know? Or like when you get into cozy clothes, I feel like it makes a big difference, so I can recommend that. And I was like looking for a really good one, but like so many I could find were just so ridiculously expensive, so I was like, okay, let me try Zara, see how it is. And it's really nice. So
nice.
That's a clothes item rec, which is very rogue.
I love how you feel put together, whereas I feel I literally like hopped out of bed, literally put the robe on, I came downstairs and made the coffee. That's literally all I've done.
But this is because I have a whole hour more than you. Also, I just I have like in bed, I wonder how other people have this or feel about this. So I have like in bed pajamas that I only put on like just before going to bed and like only for in bed. And then I have like at home clothes. So just like clothes like this sweat, you know, set that I will use to like wear around the house. And then I have outside clothes.
I like
that. That's kind of how I distinguish it. Because I'm just thinking like like people like sit on the sofa. Obviously, I'll only sit on the sofa with like my home clothes. But if people come over, they'll sit on the sofa with like their outside clothes. So I don't want to sit on the same sofa or like with my PJs that I go into bed with.
Fair.
So this is my thinking.
Also, it's just nicer not to
get
like
into something else immediately.
Yeah, also if you're like wanting a cozy day and then you're still in the same pajamas and you can't, it's like, it feels a bit gross, doesn't it? At the end of the day, you're like, I haven't literally swapped out of my clothes. I will get dressed for work soon, so I'm not going to be nasty in my pajamas all day.
I am not judging you whatsoever. Also, you have a robe on, so that's also another layer.
True. I have the robe on, which again, also this is Ed's robe. It's not even mine.
Oh.
So it is actually really massive. Cozy. Like, it's like I'm showing Leo my arms.
You guys can't see, but she looks like a ghost in a robe,
like a like a cute little cozy ghost. I've been watching Schitt's Creek, and I feel like I'm adopting a lot of like Alexis's and David's mannerisms right now. It's really annoying me.
I've never watched it.
You should. It is good. It's like weirdly emotional because, like, the first I watched it during COVID time, and then I'm watching it again. Now, and then I watched the first few episodes and I was a bit like, wait, why was I so into this? Like, it's a bit random. Like, it's not really aesthetically pleasing to watch because they're in like a town that's like basic as fuck. and like the way it's filmed is very like, I don't know, it's like a mix of documentary, like the clips are quite like, I don't know. And yeah, so the first two episodes, I was like, wait, why was I so into this? And now I cry at almost every single episode.
No way.
Because you get attached to the characters, and even though they're like quirky and sarcastic and so awkward, like most of the time Ed and I are cringing watching it, we're like uncomfortable, but you still fall in love with them, and they're so likable. So yeah, I'm like, Ed and I both are crying at every episode.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I need to start.
I don't
this.
Know if you will like it.
I am willing to give it a try.
I think you should.
Should we do like a TV catch-up, like what we're watching, yes. What we're recommending?
That's honestly all I want to talk about.
Okay, go on. You start.
Okay. Schitt's Creek. I've been watching Love is Blind as well, the new season.
Oh my god, me too.
Which a new episode comes out today.
Oh, I need to, because I'm watching it with Ali, my friend, and I need to tell her to come over tonight so I can watch it immediately.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm glad I don't have to, like, wait for anyone to watch it. I can just watch it whenever I want to watch it.
I fucking love this show so much.
It's just, I have, like, mixed feelings. Because I think when I watched the first season, it truly felt like the people who were going there to find love. And it felt very, like, the first season I still think is the best season. Because everyone's genuinely in there to, like, really try and make it work. And I think now because
Lauren and Cam.
Yeah.
Oh, are they having like a baby now or something?
I don't know, but they're literally like so in love still. I think they have a podcast together.
If they have a podcast together.
Clearly.
You know the love is real. Wait, let me see. I feel like they maybe announced a pregnancy, but it could be absolutely
I would love
wrong,
that for them. So. But they're just so cute. Like, you really feel like it's real when you're watching it. But then with the newer seasons, the type of people that come on the show, you could just tell are more to like, I don't even know why the guys go on the show. Maybe to have a little bit of fun, get a little bit of fame. Girls are definitely the girls are definitely in there to. Oh, I don't want to sound bitchy, but you just feel like it's less authentic, you know? They're like, I know I'm gonna get a following out of this.
Yeah, I completely agree. Okay, I think they're actually. They don't have a baby. They're actually just annoyed about everyone asking them when the baby's gonna come.
Oh no.
So, sorry guys.
Not
so
you
sorry.
Contributing to their annoyance.
That's rumors. So
so yeah, it's
oh my
it's
god,
so
okay.
Good.
This is gonna be a spoiler alert. Let's talk about some things with Love is Blind.
Okay.
So if you haven't watched it yet, or if you're like just not interested, then skip forward like a minute or two.
Or go watch it and five. Then come back.
Yeah, and honestly, I think Love is Blind is, like, just my favorite reality TV to watch, like, nowadays. Like, my favorite program. I also love The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, but it's so hard to watch in Europe. Like, please let me know someone. Because I used to watch it in the UK on Prime. There was, like, this Hey You subscription add-on that you could get, which I devotedly paid for every month. But now you can't get it in Europe, so I'm like, how the fuck do I watch it? So I haven't been up to date with the newest season, which is supposed to be so good because it's with Joey. And I don't know how to watch it, and
it's all over my TikTok, so I feel like even though I haven't watched it, I kind of know what's happening.
I'm gonna try watch it next week because I'll be in the US, so
oh my god, you have to.
I will. Okay, but anyways, Love is Blind. Yes. I remember like the first two episodes or something, me and Ali were watching and we were like, oh my God, Matthew is like the best. Like we were literally crying at his like love confession. Like we were so like shipping them so hard. And then when you find out
him with
that he was...
AD, right?
Yes. I know. And then when you find out that he was saying the exact same thing to the other girl, like I have never been that like blindsided by something. I was just like, wow, he is a fucking good liar. Because I thought the whole time he was like, just like, was a bit awkward as well.
He was playing the misunderstood character. Like,
exactly.
People don't get me. And I only open up when I feel comfortable. Which is a lot of people. Yes. Which is, I think, why I like related to him as well. Because I'm like, it's like easy for me to see that that can happen. Like, you can instantly connect and be open and talk to one person and then close up amongst other people. So I like related to him. I was like, oh my God, he's so sweet. Like and then the things he was saying as well, like I think that's one of the hardest bits with like AD, right? Because her dad passed away and mm-hmm. he was like, oh, I wish I could have asked him for your hand. And then he says the same exact thing to another girl.
No, it was so bad. It was so bad. I'm so glad that girl left. That was like the best decision she could have made. She actually seemed like a good... I enjoy that there's not like a mean girl this season.
There isn't. Oh, that's another like twist. Because I think they built it up for Jessie. Is that her name? Jess?
Jessica.
Yeah. They built her up in like the previews, like the next episodes, whatever, that she was gonna, you know, once she meets Jimmy. That she was gonna, you know, cause a little bit. But I thought that interaction was quite nice. Like she was like, I hope you're happy. Like,
okay.
Oh my God, no. Don't tell me you have different views on this.
No. But what did you think? Like when Jimmy was obviously choosing between his two women, Chelsea and Jessica, yeah. I honestly was rooting for Jessica because I was like, I just felt like Chelsea's so...
They didn't show us much about Chelsea. We didn't really know
about her. She seemed really insecure and I don't know. I still feel like she would have honestly said yes to like whoever. Like I don't...
Yeah.
I think she just wants so badly like to be loved and like to have that validation. I don't have anything against her. I just think Jessica and him seemed like a good match. And I think he was just like scared by like the baby aspect or like the child aspect. Obviously not a baby. And then the fact that obviously Chelsea said that she looks like Megan Fox. And then the reveal. And then he's like...
It's the eye contact she lied he makes about with the looks. Camera when... He, like, hugs her for the first time. You can just see he's like, she doesn't look like Megan Fox.
God, I just don't... Okay, I don't understand. Even if you're so, so beautiful, I don't understand why you would compare yourself to one of the most iconic sex symbols ever.
I know.
Like, you are bound to fail. You are bound to not live up to expectations.
We were talking about this in the office as well because, like, it instantly then puts in his mind when he's picturing talking to her. He's just talking to Megan Fox. Like, that's what he's doing.
And that is why he picked her at the end of the day.
I do defend... I know. I think it is. Because he's like, okay, at least I know she's attractive.
She's like the fun, attractive one. And then the other one was like the mother, you know.
The more serious, like really wants someone to introduce to her child.
Exactly.
But I do think with... Fuck, what's her name again? The other one.
Who? Jessica.
No, the other one.
Chelsea.
I think with Chelsea... She didn't, I will give her that, she didn't explicitly say, I think I look like her. She just said, people have told me, because of my, and I think it's just because of my dark hair and my eyes. So she did cover, at least she said that. I'm like, but still, I'm like, hon, keep it to yourself. Like,
she should have not said that. Bless her. And now I don't see it between them. I just think he's lying to himself.
I was rude.
He doesn't actually seem interested in her.
But I like him more than her now.
I mean, she is just... She's toxic. She needs to go to therapy and figure out her issues because she is just so insecure that she can't
accept anything at face value. This is the craziest scene. For those who haven't watched it, he says that he's going out... Like, it's one of his friend's birthdays. And he said it was literally an hour and a half. He got in his car, drove to his friend's party, had a drink, and drove back. And he said, like, the span was an hour and a half. And she was like... You told me in the pods that you don't like going out. You lied to me. I don't want to be married to someone who goes out. And he's like, hun, I haven't seen anyone in 3 weeks. Like, I literally just want to say happy birthday to my friend.
Yeah. that was intense. But also then, on the flip side, you know how he introduced her to like two of his girlfriends?
Yeah,
he slept with one of them.
That do is... we have an assumption which one?
God, I have no idea.
I have
you
no
know?
Idea. I think maybe, I don't know, they were both gave flirty vibes, to be honest. But
they
I
were
also
both
feel
so
bad
beautiful
for him.
As well. I was obsessed with both of them.
Same. But I feel bad for him because, like, at least he did that. Like, he didn't hide them from her. And
yeah.
also, apparently, well, he says it in, like, in the episode, but he spoke to her about that privately. He let her know that he did have one night.
Yeah, he was upset when she brought that up in front
and
of
he
the
said, I don't want this to be on camera out of respect to the other girl. And then
yeah.
when they were fighting and she
Fair
was
enough.
Drunk, she goes, you yeah. fucked her, you fucked her. Which is,
yeah.
like, totally not respecting his boundaries of what he... I know
yeah.
they're on TV, but, like, they must have spoken about what they're comfortable talking about on camera and not. And she, like, totally broke his trust in that sense.
Yeah, no, that is very true.
But also...
I'm just so curious about, like, how much of this... I'm realizing more
real.
And more that, obviously, like, so much of this, yeah, is fake.
Mm.
From, like, you know, other things from, like, past seasons coming out. Like, people suing Netflix, all of this. And you know how Trevor, right? The
yeah.
other choice is rumored to have had a girlfriend like the whole time.
I know. And
like,
he was messaging her being like, can't wait to like see you afterwards.
But I don't understand. If this was, I'm sorry, if Ed turned around to you and was like, I'm going to go on Love is Blind so I can get rich and like buy us a house or whatever. Like you'd be like, fuck no.
I'd say let's do it together. And then we can tell people, no one knows that we know each other. And then we fall in love and then we do it together. And we get a free holiday. Yes, please do it.
There's too much internet footprint. You guys would be torn apart.
I know. I mean, this whole podcast. Like, that's the only thing I would... No, I wouldn't even accept that. But like, that's
Ed would
the worst
you'd have
option
to stage a breakup and then one of you guys would have to get a face transplant.
A face transplant. Yeah. I'll just get your face on my face and then we're twins.
Beautiful. That is such a good idea.
I
and
love
then
that.
You guys can go on Love is Blind and
mm-hmm.
then you can fall in love
yeah.
all over again.
Mm-hmm. I think
that's
a really
the only
good
way
idea.
That's gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
I'm
yeah,
sure
Trevor has a girlfriend. Also, Jeremy had he was like,
oh, I hate him.
So apparently he was engaged or married before. They broke it off. He and then
no.
that's why
he seems so immature.
That's why he sold his house because he like just moved out of his house with his ex. And apparently the house that they show. On
yeah.
the show, it's like a stage home. Like, it's not even his house.
That makes a lot of sense because that was, like, so weird.
Yeah. And him, oh, he stays out to, like, 5 a.m. with one of the girls in the pods. And then he, like, doesn't acknowledge that that's not okay. And he's like, I was sharing
he
my location. I'm
is
like,
the
Hun,
biggest gaslighter
why are you
everything ever.
He's like, I cheated on you, but, like, my location was shared. So, like, you knew about it. So, like shut up.
I like told you that I cheated.
I told you. So like isn't that like what open relationships are about? Like and she's like, Hun, we're married. Like
it's so bad. And I think Laura comes across as a little bit of a bitch, like a bit like cold hearted, but I actually really respected her throughout all of that interaction because
yeah.
and I also loved AD. I just love AD.
Oh my God, AD's conversation.
I love AD and the
Marianne.
What's she called? The one who's together with Johnny. I love her as well.
Oh, yeah, I do love her. I don't remember her name.
I'm
bad
so
at
upsetting.
Names.
Where's she from? Puerto Rico?
Yeah. Is
no.
it? Don't you think he sounds like, her partner sounds like James Charles a little bit?
I can't see it.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
You know what, though? I was looking through comments. I saw, like, a video of them. I was looking through comments, and other people said it, too. So I was like, I'm not crazy. People hear
I have to, like... Okay, I'll have to pay attention to it again. I found also their birth control debate was very interesting, but in general, I think. Okay,
bless him.
Should we do
I think he's
of
like naively,
yes?
like he's just a bit of a naive boy that like hasn't thought about these things before.
Yeah, but he's willing to listen. I think that is good.
Yeah,
he's
yeah, he's willing.
To consider
like he looked into
me, like
vasectomies, the pill for men.
Yeah.
So like, proud of him. He's doing his research. I'm also like, it's a bit too like, it's a bit late, but like at least you're doing it now. Like.
Yeah, I don't hate him and I love her, so I ship it.
And, I don't hate him. love her.
I mean, I'm not like obsessed with him, you know?
Yeah.
Versus AD and Clay, I am obsessed with. I do love them together.
Really?
Yeah. Clay definitely has some commitment issues.
Clay is just funny. Like, they'll be like eating and she'll be like, what's up? And he's like, yeah, I mean, this like food is great, but like, I really don't want to cheat on you. And I'm like, hun, how can you go
but
from
he's
one
so
thing?
Self-aware. He's so self-aware. I really enjoy that he's like sharing his fears.
I enjoy it, but also sometimes it's like, why like mid food are you thinking about this? Like, actually, no, I mean, it means that he's really like troubled by it.
Yeah.
But also, don't go on a marriage show if you have these issues. This is what I mean. All these people are coming with these issues. What makes you think going on a marriage show where you're meeting someone and it's in a heightened, escalated environment is healthy?
They just, none of them think that they're going to make it to that part, I think. I think they all just, like, go for fun.
For fun.
And for, like, oh, maybe in the back of their mind, like, oh, maybe I'll get famous or whatever.
Yeah. And then some people actually
I guess some of them
people.
Really do feel in love. Feel in love? Fall in love.
And then it's like, oh, feeling shit. And falling in guess, love.
feeling the love.
Yeah,
and
fair.
Then they're like, fuck, I actually do have to do something. I don't know. That's how I feel. I don't think, and maybe some of them came on with the intention to like, okay, let's actually do this. But
I was talking to someone at work about Love is Blind, and she's like single, you know, she's in her dating era. And I was like, wait, let's like, I think there's a Love is Blind UK, and I was Googling. And
yes.
There is one, and the auditions are open for like the next.
Oh my god, can she please apply?
I know, and she's thinking about it, so.
Iconic.
She would be the perfect person.
I would love to know someone on the show. I don't
also,
know her, but I'll make sure to get to know her before.
I hope she actually does it. But if not, we've already like created what the drama of her season will be, because she's like 6 foot, and we were like, you're gonna fall in love with a short king.
Mm.
And
oh no.
That's going to be the drama, is he's going to be, like, intimidated by a strong, tall, beautiful woman. And she's like, yeah, but I also might not want to be with a short king. So that's going to be the drama, is, like, how do they navigate the height difference in a relationship?
That's a very good issue to have. I know. That's also overcomable.
Yeah. But she's tall. So, like, I hope he's short, but not like me. Not, like, 5 foot.
Yeah.
Like, that would be funny.
Okay, but that's very short.
Yeah. But that's what I'm picturing. Like, imagine the reveal. She, like, picks him up.
That'd be so funny. You know who I thought that was going to be the case with? Oh, I forget, like, what they look like. Oh, I think it was Johnny and...
The girl.
The girl, who I've forgotten the name. I thought that he was going to be really, really short. He just gave, like,
he
such,
is a little
such short king energy.
Yeah. Or they're, like, exactly
but they
the
were
same
quite...
Height.
They were okay. I think they were exactly the same height. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
We were, like, anxiously waiting for them to, like,
just so
stand
cute.
Face
oh my God.
To face.
And when they met...
And he's obsessed with her, which I love.
Her
I
dad.
I love when men are obsessed with their women. Oh, my God. That actually made me tear up.
I know. I couldn't handle it.
Okay. Predictions. I think them are going to say yes. Johnny and poor woman who I've forgotten the name. And I think Clay... I really hope that Clay and AD are going to say yes. The other two, obviously one of them is already catastrophically catapulted into the no.
Yeah.
And I don't think Chelsea and Jimmy are going to say yes. So
no.
I think that's also a no.
Yeah, I don't think. Or they'll annoyingly say yes because they're pretending and trying to make it work. And then they'll break up. Like
he's pretending.
Later.
I'm sorry, but it just doesn't feel real. I feel like he really is trying.
Yeah,
but I don't think he's a... Like, when they have the talk about sex as well, and he, like, just doesn't want to have sex with her and is like, you're clingy and stuff. I'm like, oh my God, that's so rough. When she was like, oh, and we had sex and stuff like that, and he was like, yeah, maybe I didn't want to do that, or, like, maybe I, oh my God, I was like, that would have been the end for me.
I would just, like, R.I.P. But she is so clingy.
She is. She do be.
She's like, you didn't kiss me all day, and he's like, I literally did. Like, I've been working, and I kissed you before I went on, like, before I went and sat on my desk for
no,
hours.
No, I think he didn't kiss her because I don't think he's into her.
I think he did kiss her. I think he wanted to really try, but she's giving him the ick.
Exactly. I think she's given him the ick from the start, though. I think he's trying to fake a connection, but it's not happening. And obviously she being really insecure, but still, I think she's probably sensitive enough to like, you know, when someone's not really into you.
Yeah.
Which is probably like heightening her insecurities.
Yeah, bless.
And like making her act even more like it.
Yeah, fair.
And he's like saying the right things, but I don't think he's actually acting that way.
Yeah.
Hypothesis.
Fair.
Okay, we'll stop talking about Love is
Blind. If you haven't watched it and you just heard us talk, that's literally
this was it. This
we spoke about everything, so you can actually just watch the latest episode. You're good.
Have you been watching any? Oh, you have been watching something else.
I've been watching Married at First Sight as well, which I watched Married at First Sight Australia. I watched season 9 when it came out a couple of years ago, and I was just obsessed with it because I think the drama was insane. Just so good. Also, it's quite a long show. It's an hour an episode, and it's 30 something episodes. So it's chunky, and you really get to know the people. But the new season came out. Season 11, which has been good so far, but I was like, you know what, I don't want to wait ages, because you have to wait for the episodes to come out, so I'm watching season 10 now, because all the episodes are out, and it's just so fascinating, and all the men are trash. It's just, makes you question, how these people can exist and do the things that they're doing.
This is my main takeaway from any reality TV show. It always just makes me so, so grateful to be in the relationship I'm in.
I know.
Because I'm like, wow, that's bad. It's rough.
But again, we were talking about this at work, and all the girls were like, I feel that. But also when a girl calls a guy out for something, they're like, yeah, you didn't do this as well. Or that's giving you energy. And then they start fighting with their partners.
Lol.
So I haven't yet. It's made me feel very grateful for Ed.
Yeah. Married at First Sight, I really want to get into, and I've started a couple seasons, but I just never seem to be able to stick with it. I think I maybe need to watch it with someone, because I think that's also with
it helps
TV
to,
shows.
Yeah.
So I think with I maybe have to watch it with someone.
Because it's big reactions, and you kind of just there's moments where you're just need to talk to someone about it. I did have
Are
a
you
moment.
Watching it with Ed?
Well, I started it, basically, Ed left me over the weekend for the first time in, over 6 years. And I was like, I need to do something.
That's crazy.
I know.
For the first time in over 6 years.
It's literally, probably longer, but at least 6 years. I haven't been alone for 3 consecutive days. I think the longest I've been alone in, a house by myself is, 1 day, because he left me for 1 day.
That's crazy.
So I was a bit I started talking to myself, and I was like, I need to watch something and just get distracted.
Okay, how did you find it, though, in general? How was the solo time?
At the beginning, I was... Honestly, it's just, anxiety of, being alone in a house. I started... He left, and the sun set, and then I was, in our apartment alone. I started hearing noises, I just don't like being alone. I like the security of having, Ed there just in case. But I had to, get over that, because we've been living here for 3 years, the chances of something happening. Also, we're on, the second floor, and you have to... There's a password to get into the door of the building, and there's a password to open the gate. So I'm like, hun, this would have to be targeted.
You're very safe.
Someone would have to know that you live there to want to come in. This is what I was telling myself. And then I was like, and thankfully, I don't know anyone here. So,
No.
I'm fine. I just didn't like sleeping alone, and but I also really enjoyed the freedom that came with it. I could record in the living room without, because we recorded an episode over the weekend as well.
Yeah.
I could just do it in the living room. I could eat whenever I wanted to. Not that he controls when I eat, but I have to plan, we plan dinners together so that we can eat together.
Yeah.
But if I was hungry at 5 p.m., I'd just be like, oh, I can just start making dinner now. I didn't have to, check in with anybody, which is nice.
Yeah.
I could put whatever I wanted on the TV, wake up whenever I wanted. It was quite nice. And then, I did enjoy it. The only thing I'm annoyed about with myself is I didn't really leave the house. But that came with, the anxiety of I didn't want to, my brain. I was like, I don't want to open the door and, go. Maybe I forget to lock it and then... come back, and then I don't know, I was like, maybe someone will notice that my brain was just
oh bless you.
But I need to get over that, so I'm like, Ed, actually you need to start leaving me more often so I can
also considering where you live, it's so safe.
I know, I'm just silly,
but fine. It's obviously, I get it. I feel like when you are alone, you are more sensitive to noises and everything, especially
it's just
night.
The overthinking brain,
Yeah.
And yeah, at night, like, I think one of the nights as well, there were like people that were being drunk outside and they were just like making noise. Mm-hmm. And it sounded like they were getting into the building. And I was like, why are drunk people coming?
Oh,
and I messaged
God.
Ed. I was like, Ed, are you awake? And he was already asleep. So I just had to like calm myself down. I'm being silly. It's a silly thing.
But you're right. It is good. I feel like I'm even noticing this now, right? Where, what was happening? Oh, I think I don't know if I said this on the podcast, but there was like one night, I think last week or one evening, and Marco was going somewhere. And I was gonna like meet up with a friend, and I like consciously was like, actually, no, I'm gonna cancel those plans because since moving in with Marco, so it's now been like 6 months.
Oh my God, happy 6 months.
I haven't had like a single evening really. I think I had like one solo evening, but that was like now many months ago.
Mm.
So again, it's just like, yeah, you spend very little time on your own because whenever I'm like in London or in Hamburg, like at home, obviously, again, I'm like with people. So yeah. I also was like, okay, consciously. It's
like
quite nice, I feel
time.
Like, to have like, a, yeah, consciously being like, okay, I'm going to spend time with myself. I'm really going to enjoy it. And
yeah. Also, I treated myself. I like got a takeaway on the Saturday and I had like self-care vibes.
Iconic.
Yeah, it was cute. But... also on a caveat, it's not like Ed and I, when we are together, we spend every second together. Because I was even messaging him, I'm like, it's not that I need to be, I can't be alone. It's more like I feel more comfortable mm-hmm. knowing if I'm like upstairs doing my own thing. At least there's you in the house. It's more about that than like me not being comfortable with like my own time.
Yeah.
And like being with myself. So anyways, it was very interesting. But that gave me the opportunity to just like binge Married at First Sight.
I love it.
But then when he came back, he saw me watching it, and now he's like, "It's you know when like dads are like, what are you watching?" And then they stand in the room and they're like slowly peeking. So he's now invested. He asks me for updates. So,
oh my God, that's amazing. And Marco was watching Love is Blind a little bit, but we were talking about this, I think, before we recorded, but Marco just always falls asleep.
Yeah.
So I feel like he's been asleep for probably like the majority of the show. But he was present whilst me and Ali were watching it and like freaking out about everything, so...
He'll probably like Married at First Sight as well. I actually think
Marco
I like that
doesn't
more
really
than
like
Love
reality
is Blind.
TV. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, it'll be my next reality watch.
You have
you
to.
You need something to scratch that, like, just that stupid part of your, not stupid, but like, it's just like the need to watch drama and gossip unfold, and it's just like entertaining.
The reason it does so well is it's literally in our like psychology. Like, we want to know what's happening in people's lives. We want to learn. Like,
we're
the
so
whole...
curious.
I actually like. I know people should talk others that watch like reality TV show, but I think it's like it's a way for us to try understand how other people think. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going, especially in the parts where they like explain their thoughts and stuff. It's just like another way to see relationships, see how they make decisions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very interesting.
It's so many, it's like just social experiments.
Literally just a social really. Experiment. It's psychology. We're doing research.
Oh, yes. I mean, to be fair, we could probably do a whole deep dive episode on like the psychology behind like
reality
TV, or
TV.
You know, also like the controversies around it, because I, you know, obviously so much of it is probably even more psychologically damaging to the contestants. Also, I wanted to say thank you so much to those of you who reached out to us about our Female Rage episode.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. But the part one is up by the time we're recording this. I don't know when this is going up. And actually, like, so many of you guys messaged us saying that, like, you liked it and
you're screaming.
It like, caused emotions in you. Yes.
Yeah.
And me and Cara were like a bit, probably like the most nervous to release that one over like any other episode we've released in a long time. So
yeah,
it really, yeah, made,
it's been
made
good.
Us feel happy.
Yes. And it encourages us to do more like episodes like
yes.
that, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you have an update, Leo. But you.
Oh, about the house.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did I say? What did I tell the podcast the last
I don't
time?
Think you
I forget
have
that.
Said.
I think that I was house hunting, right?
Yeah.
I think I was saying that I was like on the flat hunt, and it just, we got really lucky. I think we did. I mean, those of you guys who know Amsterdam a little bit will know that it's a very treacherous housing market. I think it's just like such a popular city that at the end of the day is tiny. So there's not a lot of houses, and it's just super, super competitive. And everyone says that, like, it's the hardest part about moving to Amsterdam is, like, getting in a flat. I have to caveat that I am extremely lucky in my house hunting process because I'm with a partner. So it's so difficult to look when you're, like, on your own.
Yeah.
Unless, obviously, you have enough money to, like, you know, comfortably afford a one bedroom or...
Which is rare.
Honestly, it's similar. It's honestly same rent prices as London. So very expensive, you know, for rent. And...
Yeah.
You also have to pay more deposit than in London. You have to pay like 2 months upfront deposit. And yeah. But anyways, we got very lucky and we found a really beautiful flat. It was like the fifth viewing we went to. If you have any other questions, because I know that some of you guys have messaged me about like the process, then like, yeah, just message me and I can talk to you guys about like what sites I used and all this. And anyways, so we were in a sublet here, which has been... I really feel like nostalgic about leaving this place.
I feel nostalgic.
It's so weird. Yeah, but anyways, how like the notice periods overlapped. Again, with Amsterdam, you have like basically no wiggle room in terms of like start date because it's like, well, you're applying as well as like probably 10 other people. So they kind of said that like they really liked our application and everything, but it's the start date, you know. That. So we had to end up going for a start date that meant that we had to kind of have the both months overlap, so this last month in this current flat and then the first month in the new flat.
Yeah,
so we already did the check-in on the weekend for the new flat, which is very exciting, but then we're also still living in the old place, so I think we're just going to take it very chill. Yeah,
I know it's like a bit stressful to have to pay like for this month and for the other one, but it makes the moving process quite nice because then you have like literally a month to like properly sort it out. You know, like, you can take your time. There's no rush. Yeah. Do you think you're going to stay? You haven't bought a bed yet in the other place, have you? Or is there a bed?
It's furnished.
Oh, it's furnished.
So there's already a bed. There's already a sofa. There's already, like, a table. Like, all of the basics are there, which is so nice. We've obviously had to buy a lot more things, or we're going to have to buy a lot more things than we had to in this place. Because it wasn't... This place is not only furnished. It's, like,
decorated.
Kitted out. You know, every single utensil, every single decor. Like, there's nothing... There's nothing we bought.
Yeah.
Apart from, you know, I don't even know what we bought. Nothing really for the house.
Yeah.
Obviously, that was, like, so practical. So then this new one, obviously, we do have to buy utensils, plates, you know, I need to buy a desk chair, shelves, like, all of this, which we haven't done yet. But
you guys can be so cute. If you wanted to, you could literally just, like, be like, oh, let's go have dinner in the other house. Like,
yes.
And just be cute.
We were thinking that.
You should do, like, one evening there and just, like, see how it feels. Oh, it's a beautiful apartment. Like, shook. I was like, what is this? How is... This is luxury. This looks so good.
I'm so excited. I'm going to post, like, a full tour on Instagram. But there's already a sneak peek on the Instagram now. Because I kind of filmed some clips from, like, I kind of want to film, like, the moving process. Because I feel like it's just, like, cute and fun to look back
on. It's nice for you to have,
Exactly. So I'm really excited. So basically, now we haven't really properly, we've like measured out things, you know, all of this. We've installed like utilities, Wi-Fi, you know, all those annoying things that you kind of have to do. Registered at the new place. Like a lot of admin things are already done. But now this Saturday, I'm flying to LA, Los Angeles, for the first time in my life.
Another massive update.
And then when I come back, we're going to start packing up things, because then we still have 2 months then of being in this flat, so still hopefully then we'll be moved by, you know, maybe that like the third week of this month, so let's see. But yeah, I'm going to LA for work. I feel like I told the podcast why I'm going. Did I not?
Don't think so.
Did I?
I don't think you even said you're going to LA.
I'm confused. If I already told you guys, then I'm so sorry. But yeah, my brother is basically cool and is a teenage actor and was in a movie nominated for the Oscars, which is for the Germans of you, or even non-Germans. It's on Amazon Prime. It's called Das Lehrerzimmer. I think it's like the teacher's lounge in English. And he got invited to this like Oscar viewing party, whatever, with like cast and crew. Being underage was like, he needs a plus one. My parents obviously can't go because they work. And then for me, my business is literally located, like my company is in LA. So I was like, oh, I kind of told them about it. And we kind of, you know, were like, oh, this is the perfect opportunity for me to like meet the team and go to shoots over there and everything. So I'm actually so excited to meet them because I feel like it's just weird working for a company where you don't really see people, you know, every other week or something. It just feels like a bit surreal.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's going to be really helpful to see everyone. But yeah, in the end, and also now I found out that my friend from London is also going to be at LA, like in 4 of the days that I'm there. So we're overlapping. So that's going to be cute and fun.
I love that so much.
And I've been watching The OC.
Mm. Perfect for you, though, that you like can go for multiple reasons. Like you can go for your brother and also go. You'll have to document being there and everything.
Oh my God, I will. I'll do like BTS. BTS content. You think I'll see anyone famous?
You will, no?
LA is like
you must.
The city of the rich and famous, I feel.
Yeah, exactly. But I want you to like uncover the truth because a lot of people don't like LA and I want to know why.
Yeah.
So you're on a mission to find out what is good and not good about LA.
I definitely have my stereotypes in mind, which I'm going to try and put away. Like my stereotypes, I'm just going to put them out there right now, are that it's like quite a superficial place and everyone is very like focused on networking and always like, you know, what can I get from
can't
this person?
Can't trust anybody.
Yeah. And that it's quite like a... Yeah, that's kind of how I see it, as it's like Instagram, almost like fake place. But obviously, I think people who then properly live there, like I think you just have to, as in any city, you just have to meet the right people to like make actual real friendships and connections.
I heard that the like homeless community there massive. Like the difference between the rich and the poor there is insane. And there's apparently a lot, there's a homelessness problem in LA, apparently.
I have heard this, and I'm actually staying quite close to Skid Row in my Airbnb, which I think is, like, the area where, like, that is quite a bit. I'm not quite sure. I actually don't know that much about it, but
yeah.
I'll update everyone.
Please do.
What my friend, like, from, well, my, like, colleague from LA was saying, that she's so nice, she was saying that with LA, it's weird, it's, like, one street you can be like super safe and then you turn a corner and suddenly it's like super super dodgy. So it's kind of like, I guess maybe that like up and down balance of things. I don't know.
I feel like London's like that a little bit though. You can be like in a really nice area and then literally to cross the road and you're in like a place that just doesn't feel as safe and like it looks
more
rundown.
Every city has like dodgy corners.
Yeah,
so
it's just life.
It's just life. I'm excited. I haven't been to the US that much, to be honest. For someone who's like watched that many US shows, I almost exclusively watch US YouTubers. Yeah. And so
gosh,
only
I'm
been
excited
to
for
New
you.
York and Vegas. Those are the only two cities I've been to.
Cute. You're making your way.
I'm hitting the stops.
You're hitting the stop. How many days are you going for?
8 days.
8 days. Oh my God. That's crazy.
So I'm excited.
I'm just going to be here chilling.
We'll have to fight the jet lag. Yeah, what's your plans?
Life. Same old, same old. Do the work. I actually don't have... Oh, no. I don't have any plans.
That's nice.
It's Mother's Day weekend this weekend, so I think we're seeing Ed's parents.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
What day? I'm so curious about Mother's Day being on different days in... parts of the world. What day is it in Jordan?
Don't ask me. It is on a different day though. I can try find out actually if you want. But
I think in Germany it's the first May weekend of every year, but I could be wrong.
Even like
Germans correct me.
I think ours is on the 21st of March.
Okay, that's so kind of close.
A couple of
it's so random. They're all like so different.
I know. I don't really understand why they are different, to be fair.
Me neither. I guess they all I got, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm also going, I'm actually going to like a jazz bar this weekend in London.
Fun. I love jazz bars.
I know. It's one of the girls I work with. It's her birthday. So she's having a few people.
That's so cute.
Should be fun. But yes, I don't really
you'll have to tell me about it.
No crazy plans.
Do you have any other like mental, like how are you feeling in general? I feel like we haven't done like a feelings catch up in a while. We might as well.
I know. Well, I have a lot of like feelings and thoughts, but I also like don't, there's something I that's going on, like a big change in my life, but I'm like not, I don't want to jinx it, so I'm not really talking about it until I know for a fact that it's
the secrecy is back.
I'm sorry, guys. But basically, we, Ed and I are, there's a big change that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's not a baby.
That's not a baby and not an engagement. It's probably very obvious what it is, but I still don't want to say it. So yeah, like I'm excited. It's just the dealing with the process of the change that's taking a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like meeting one of my New Year's resolutions. So
listen back to the episode if you want to know.
How do I talk about it without like saying what it is?
I can't advise you on this because I think if I was you, I would have just said it.
I'm just scared. I really don't want to say it. Give me like a month and then maybe I'll talk about it.
Yeah, you don't have to talk about it.
I just don't want to jinx it because I feel like how awkward would that be?
I mean, but no, you don't have to say anything. No. But yeah, you're feeling excited, right?
But I have a big change coming up basically, which is like exciting.
Yeah.
Fun. And it's like very adulty. So Ed and I are like, mm-hmm. I feel very adulty. We're going through a lot of processes, talking to people, and it's a good step forward in our relationship. So yes, I am very excited, but also scared because basically we're making like a change, and so I have the thoughts where I'm like, is this the right change? I don't know. I don't like regret that we're making a big step. The change, but I think I just know my life will change quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I just need to enjoy how it is now and then look forward to what life brings in the next few months.
Yeah, your life is gonna change very drastically.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not moving countries, don't worry.
No.
I'm not moving sadly to Amsterdam.
That would be cool. That'd be a better big change than what you've got coming up.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
In your opinion. True. But no,
from a rational point of view, this is better.
I am excited. I'm proud of myself. Good.
Yeah, you should be. It's a fucking insane achievement.
Yeah.
Anyways, so let's you not should talk be very proud of yourself. Okay. Okay.
I don't want to talk about it.
You'll have to do a proper solo episode when you're able to talk about it. Or you could even record clips now and then we just...
Yeah, I can like talk through what's happening and then we can be like, this is what.
Exactly.
I'm like annoyingly discreet about it now though. I'm annoyed at myself. But there is a reason and people who are going through this process will understand why I don't want to talk about it and why you should just like touch wood 24/7 and pray to God that nothing goes wrong.
To me, all of this just sounds like you're getting pregnant.
No,
like IVF or something.
No babies. It's actually not that big of a deal, but it's big to me, so...
I mean, it's a big deal.
Sorry, guys. I'm so annoying. How are you feeling?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I've had a mindset shift recently. I am proud of myself because I've been journaling more. And I think I realized that I almost have... Like, we have talked about this on the podcast as well. I think in London, like, one of my key strengths was always, like, romanticizing my life and, like, being super focused on... I don't know, like, this enjoying the small things, but really being present in, like, my own life and, like, what is going on and being really, really grateful for, like, what I'm surrounded with and, you know, all that. And I do feel like the move kind of just sidetracked that a little bit. Like, I definitely have been the last few months so much more in comparison mode in... And I feel like I've talked about this, like...
Yeah.
Here and there on the podcast, like, yeah, I've been way more stuck in like the comparison mode or feeling like I'm not, you know, where I should be, or I wish, you know, I don't know, just focused on like striving towards things or feeling like off balanced in terms of like, oh, I should be working on this more, or I don't know, I feel like the move is just kind of a destabilizing thing and more destabilizing than I maybe expected it to be, because and I want to do like a deep dive episode on this because I definitely think I've seen such a big difference from moving for uni when I was 18 and then moving again when I was 21 to London to now moving when I'm 26 to a new country. Like it's been such a big difference. And that I didn't necessarily expect. Like, I really thought, I feel like I was like, I thought I knew what I was getting myself in for, and I don't think I properly appreciated like how destabilizing the shift would be to my own relationship to myself.
Yeah.
And I think it's been taking me all of this month, these months really, to like get settled in and to even, and I had this, I was going to this event on last week on Thursday, and I was walking there, and I don't know what happened. Like, I feel like I just had this moment where I was just like looking at, like, I mean, Amsterdam is like the most beautiful city in like at night, because you have like all the canals and like the lights and everything in the center, and it's just so picturesque. And I had this moment where I was just like, wow, like I literally moved. Like, I don't even think it feels that way.
It hasn't hit you.
I don't think it's properly hit me.
Yeah.
And I had like those weird moments where like suddenly you just have like this real, like this stupid realization that I'm like, wow, I actually moved, and this is actually kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And I'm allowed to be proud of myself that I'm even managing the move, and just get that like romanticizing your life vibe that I feel like you get when you're like in a new city because you're on holiday, you know, and you're like, wow, and oh my god, everything is so exciting, and that like giddy feeling, and you picture yourself going to all these local places. And I think like actually moving, I've kind of experienced less of that than you would maybe think, even though I've been very excited to live here and I love my life here so much. But still, I think there's been so many other factors going on that I just, and I basically just had that kind of moment that caused me to think about more like my mindset, and that I really want that to be a really big focus just now, just like getting back to really being so present in my own life and focusing on that.
I think that's so fair,
main character mindset.
I think I said this before though, because when you first moved, like it's so hard to romanticize something that you're still grasping. Like, you were going through so much change, like everything was new, even your job, whatever. So it makes sense that now you've hit like the nearly the six month mark.
Yeah.
That you're finally like maybe getting used to at least the big changes, that you can actually, it's like slowing down time essentially. So now you're like, actually, wait, I can appreciate like all the hard work that's got me to this point, you know?
Yeah, that's
Which
so true.
Nice. It's a nice thing.
I really want to just be more focused on like the introspection element. In terms of like, I'm journaling more, I'm thinking of like going back to therapy. I don't think right now, because I just don't have like the admin time, or I just need to sort so many other things out before I'm even able to like insurance wise go to therapy again, changes that come with like moving to a new country and stuff. Yeah, but I think it would benefit me at this point to go back. So I'm just putting that out there, that I think that'd be
exciting.
Very happy if I did that this year to go back. And I also have been, I read this. So if you guys don't know, my very favorite nonfiction book that I have ever read is The Book of Moods. Kara knows this.
I've never heard of this so many book times.
Same as, okay, someone commented on our Spotify asking Katie Bellotti, who I talk about 20 million times, how you spell her. So I'm just going to quickly say it. Katie Bellotti, my favorite creator, influencer of all times. She does YouTube, Instagram, podcast. She's coming out with her new podcast as well, which I'm just elated for. Anyways, you spell her K-A-T-Y and then her last name B-E-L-O-T-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Enough of that.
I love your little side note. You're like, Book of Moods and creator Katie Bellotti. This is how you spell her name. Your brains. Fucking love it.
Okay, Book of Moods by Lauren Martin. And she also runs the Instagram account Words of Women, which is also amazing. Follow it. The newsletter you do have to pay for, but it's like, I don't know, I think it's around $1 a month or something. Yeah. And that is really worth it for me, because I absolutely adore her writing.
Yeah.
And I get so excited every time it lands in my inbox. And there was a recent newsletter that she released on the 26th of Feb, and it was all about the red string theory. So kind of about like the philosophy that, let me try and actually pull this email up. It's kind of just all about this about the idea of fate almost. Yeah. And even though you don't know where your life is headed right now or like where it will be in 20 years, you're just, you know, you just have to hold the red string almost and kind of follow it, like where you need to go.
Mm.
And almost just not do and not be as stressed as kind of you should be. And there was this, so there's this one quote kind of from her newsletter, which really, it really resonated with me, and I yeah. screenshotted it and put it in my Notion.
Cute.
I'm gonna read it for you guys.
Yes, please.
She said, "So here's the epiphany I had in bed. You can't rush where you're supposed to be. What's meant for you will never leave you. Trust the timing of your life. Things happen when they're meant to happen. Life is a long winding road, and if you want to get to the end of it, if you want to reach the end of your red string, the best thing you can do is trust you're where you are, calm down, slow down, and believe that even if it doesn't feel like it, you're moving towards where you need to be."
Cute.
And I really enjoy, I really just loved the whole newsletter. Maybe I can post a couple of excerpts as well.
I haven't heard of the Notion, of that Notion before, like the red string. And it's quite a cool concept.
There was this whole kind of Japanese like legend as well, which she included about like this man who was told that he's gonna marry this really poor woman who's, and he's like, "No, I won't. I'm destined for greater things." And he orders to murder her and her like old companion. And then years later, he is now like a promising, I don't know, person in politics, and he marries this like beautiful woman from a rich family. And but she has a limp, and she also has like this scarf around her forehead, and he asks his wife, like, "Oh, you know, why is that the case?" And she told him that she her parents died when she was young, and she was living with like this, you know, her old blind nanny. And then, but one day a madman like stabbed her to death and wounded her, and that's how she's like ended up almost crippled and all this. So turns out that was the girl that he saw at the beginning, or someone told him, like, she is,
yeah, like it was always,
she is
her.
Destined to, exactly, it was always her. And he tells her the truth and she forgives him, which is kind of, I would not forgive him.
Ooh, okay.
But whatever, it's
okay. I mean, the story, you still get the moral of the story, but okay.
I feel like that definitely says something about his very questionable morals, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's legend.
The lesson is there, though.
Yeah, so.
Love that.
That's just how I've been feeling.
Love it. Shall we end the episode there, then?
Oh, yeah, it's almost been an hour.
An hour.
An hour. We were also going to talk about books, but alas, I don't think we have time.
Yeah.
What are you reading right now?
I'm reading The Song of Achilles. Still, I need to end. I need to finish it. I haven't dedicated much time the past few days, but I'm really loving it. It's like a coming of age story, romance, like growing up, war.
I love Greek.
Also
mythology.
Greek. Yeah. Really finding that. I'm like Googling a lot as well, so I'm like learning. Mm-hmm. So it's quite fun and like easily written. Like, well written, it's easy to read.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm excited. What about you? What are you reading?
I'm reading Reckless by Elsie Silver, one of the recommendations that Becky gave us in the episode we recorded with her. Don't know if that's going to be out by the time that this episode is out, because I have no idea in what order we're releasing things. But stay tuned if it's not out yet. But anyways, it's like a romance, small town romance vibe. And
cute.
Very, I'm not used to reading romance again. But I think I just needed a break from all of the series that I've been reading. Like, I kind of just wanted like a standalone, quick to read, almost like clean the palate.
Yeah.
I want a palate cleanser. And then I'm ready to read a fantasy series again. I've seen this fantasy series that apparently is supposed to be like the romantasy series of 2024.
Okay.
I think it's called like Heartless Hunter. And I saw it on another one of my absolute favorite comfort creators called Darling Desi. And I saw it on her Instagram. And she also has read like so many of the same books that I have. And I trust her thoughts. So I'm going to read that next.
Maybe that can be one of our book club books.
Oh my God. Yes. That's a good shout.
We can recommend.
Gotta choose soon, actually.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. Well, thanks for listening to us ramble.
Yes, that was a good hour-long ramble.
You know what? We do this because we need to. Me and Leo need to catch up. So it's just, you know, one of those things.
This was so fun.
I know. I always have fun talking to you. And now I need to get to work.
Yes, me too.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Bye, everyone. Speak to you next week.
Bye.